Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today as Sarah Lingenfelter of Virtual Biz Partners. Sarah, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome to have you on and super excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Sarah so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Sarah is founder and owner of Virtual Biz Partner, a closed team that provides business management for online business entrepreneurs and owners worldwide. She has a proven track record of managing and growing businesses while simplifying strategies, systems, and technology. Sarah is also dedicated to providing work-from-home opportunities to women through an accessible online educational course that teaches them how to get started as a virtual assistant. When she's not supporting online entrepreneurs, you can find her spending time with her son, watching movies, enjoying the outdoors, and probably eating some chocolate or other tasty food. Sarah, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I am so ready.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And who doesn't love chocolate and tasty food? So I could definitely
go
with you on that. But what I wanted to do was just hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Yeah, definitely. It's so interesting because if you would have asked me several years ago, I would have never said this was my plan. I never thought I would have my own business. It just wasn't something I'd ever considered. And I had been to college and I was going to be a probation and parole officer. So like I had this plan, knew what I was going to do, always loved criminal justice and the legal field. And to make a long story short, I got married and moved to a rural community and there just wasn't very many jobs. And I was working from home for a job I'd had for a while, but it was never supposed to be like a long-term job. I was doing bookkeeping, so nothing close to probation and parole. And as I started looking for opportunities with my degree, there weren't very many. And what I did find, it was going to be a lot of commuting, a lot of time away from home. And I just wasn't willing to do that with my son being so young, no family near. And that's when I started thinking, okay, there's got to be something else I can do. There's got to be other opportunities. From that, like one thing led to another. I learned about a virtual assistant. I kind of started dabbling in it because I still didn't really understand the online world and all of the opportunities. And then after about 6 months is when I started to look at like, okay, wait a minute. I think I've found something. And that's how it started in a nutshell. And then it just continued to grow. I loved it. I quit my job in, let's see, it was January of 2013. Quit my job to do my business full time. And I've never looked back.
That sounds completely awesome. And like so many people, like who does what they go to school for anymore, it seems like.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. I myself was an English major and I thought I was going to go to law school actually, but I find myself doing podcast interviews. So there we go.
Yeah. Well, you know, I learned stuff. It was an expensive learning lesson, but.
Yes, yes, yes. Don't we all? So I know you touched a little bit upon it. And I know you mentioned that when you first started, you didn't really understand exactly what virtual assistant was. So I guess, could you break that down for us a little bit more as entrepreneurs and business owners on what a virtual assistant does and what you do to kind of support your clients?
Yeah, definitely. Well, at that time, you know, it was a lot of employee jobs. And so when I learned of a virtual assistant and this independent contractor that can work from home for other online businesses, I didn't really grasp it. And so what I found out is that there are all these online businesses that need usually administrative support, but it can be, you know, social media marketing. I mean, you name it. If it's something you have to do in your business, you can probably find somebody, a virtual assistant that can help with that. And so as I started learning more, Googling it, working with a couple of clients, then I started finding all these other entrepreneurs that they just had too much work to do themselves. They didn't need or couldn't afford employees. And so a virtual assistant was the perfect solution. And that's why I eventually, you know, quit my job because I'm like, man, I set my own rates. I'm my own boss. I can make more money. And it only made sense that I pursue that. And then it just, you know, as I learned, it kind of continued to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. And it kind of sounds like, I know you mentioned your son as well too. So mm-hmm. being able to have that flexibility to kind of work in different hours, because, you know, as entrepreneurs and business owners, a lot of people that start businesses, they're usually passionate about something. And then when you start a business, you realize there's 30 other things that you have to do, but you don't necessarily want to do, but they need to get done. So it's good to have somebody like yourself. It sounds like that helps out with that.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, there was times in the beginning where I might work on the weekends or I might work a little bit in the evening, because like you said, there are those things that have to be done. So in my business, I needed to get things taken care of, but then as well as for clients, you know, I had that flexibility where I would prioritize, okay, if there's daytime tasks to get done, I'll make sure I get those done when they need to be. And then the other stuff can be done at another time. So it was definitely a lot of learning in those first few months.
Yeah, that makes sense. But isn't everything a learning process that never ever ends? Exactly. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this is kind of like what you feel distinguishes you or sets you apart.
You know, it's so interesting. I feel like my secret sauce, it has no fancy name, but it's that I do a certain set of things, but yet I customize it to each of my clients. So I feel like we get this idea in business that you have to do these certain things. And if you don't do these certain things, then you're not going to be successful. And so when I look at, you know, the processes and systems and the strategy and the team management that I do, yeah, I focus on the certain areas in each business, but I tailor it to what works for that client. Because, I mean, I have some clients that they have brick and mortar as well as online businesses. Others are all online. Some are totally remote and have no like one location, and they're, you know, so they're location independent. And so the structures for all of those look differently in how I customize what I do. And I've actually seen when people don't do that, that be the mistake that they make, is they try to do the one size fits all approach for business. And I just don't think that works. I don't think it's a solution. And so I like to look at what makes the businesses unique and how my expertise can help them, but customize it so that it's building what they ultimately want.
Interesting. I like that. And it sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, you still have like processes and systems in place, but you're able to make sure that they are benefiting the client that you're working with in the best way. So you're kind of finding their secret sauce as well and seeing how you could fit in.
Yeah, because we all have different reasons for starting our business. We all have a different lifestyle we want to live. We have, you know, it's everybody, everything is different. And so it doesn't make sense to do the same thing for every single business. And so I really dig in, especially when I initially work with someone, I have like an audit I take them through, and it's able to gather all those details and that information so that I can then look and say, okay, this is what we need to start with. And this is how we're going to kind of start changing it. And then, of course, as I learn more about them, then continue to tailor those solutions for them.
Yeah, and that's huge. And it probably makes all the difference, because a lot of times I know a lot of business owners, even myself, I can say that sometimes you don't realize all the things that you're doing. So sometimes you need somebody to say, okay, pulls you out of, you know, the doer and more of, I guess, the CEO, so to speak, where you're able to kind of see all those things. But then you're also able to say, okay, this is what I need you to help me out with, because these are all the things that I don't even realize that I'm doing and that need to get done.
Yeah. Well, and an interesting example is that since I often help my clients with their team members, most people would think, you're helping hire VAs. Well, I had a client who, his business is very different, and he needed like an instructor's assistant. And he teaches like Linux skills, like computer stuff, like I don't even understand. and I don't need to understand it to help him. And I've been working with him about a year and a half now. And he wanted to hire this instructor's assistant. And I was able to help him do so. And he said, you know what? I never thought I'd find someone that loved Linux as much as he did, that would just love answering students' questions, want to work remotely. And so I really, you know, I had never hired somebody like that, but hiring is something I help with a lot. And I look, okay, what do they need? And then let's find that person. And it was fun.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it. And I love it, because you kind of just are able to, and I think it's definitely a gift to be able to distill down like what a person is looking for, because like sometimes we get caught in, oh, you need to know how to, you know, speak Linux or talk about Linux or speak to Linux. But in reality, there's certain skills and you're able to kind of see that and make that matchmaking happen.
Exactly. Yeah. So awesome. I love doing that.
Yeah. It definitely sounds like you're really, really good at it. So I appreciate you for helping out these entrepreneurs and business owners. And what I wanted to do was switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
Oh, thinking about this, like there's so many things, but to pick one, it would be the book Essentialism. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yes, I have. I swear by that book.
I do too.
After the One Thing, it's one of my favorite books.
I like all clients. All of my clients need it. And if anybody hasn't read it, they will learn that it really tells you to put all your energy into a single thing and how far you can go, as opposed to putting all of that same amount of energy into 100 different things. And I like the diagram he gives in the book. And I actually got to hear him speak live once and meet him. And I was just like, your book is the best thing ever. Everybody needs to read it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a hard lesson to learn, I think, for a lot of us. But it's needed.
Yeah. It's funny. I chant that mantra, you know, often less is more. And then It talks about, you know, defining like what that essential things are, those essential things are, but also how important rest, how important play is, All those things incorporated into your life. And I read that book, I want to say probably about six or seven months ago.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, I only have the audio book, so I haven't even seen the diagram. So now I have to go get the book.
Yeah. I have mine over my bookshelf. It's all highlighted and, you know, drawn on.
Yes.
Definitely the top thing I would recommend for my hack.
Nice. I love it. I love it. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or if you could hop into a time machine, What would you tell your younger business self?
Oh, goodness. This one, you know, there's so many lessons, but I think what I would say is stop trying to do what everybody else has done. Meaning, if you see somebody successful and they say, I did these five things, that doesn't mean that's what you need to do to grow your business. Usually deep down, you will know what your next step is. You will know what feels right to you. And so many times I did what I thought I should do because somebody else did it. And I've now learned that lesson, like to listen to myself. And if it doesn't feel right, you know, don't do it. But that's the nugget that I would give, is like, stop trying to do exactly what somebody else did, because it's not going to be your secret to success. You'll have to figure out what works for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, it comes down to sometimes being able to trust yourself, because a lot of times you have that special feeling or that kind of nagging feeling that's telling you what to do. But because maybe nobody else is doing it, or so-and-so said do X, Y, and Z, you're like, okay, well, maybe that's the wrong answer. But a lot of times when you go back and look at it, you're like, oh, I should have did X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, exactly. And I think mentors and people like that are great. I'm not saying don't learn from someone, but I just think sometimes we can think, oh, if I buy this, it's going to give me these 10 steps and then my business is going to hit six figures. And when your gut may be telling you, wait, no, there's something you should be doing different, or this, you know, new idea, and just trust yourself. And it'll take some time to get to that place. For those people that are maybe listening to this and kind of starting out, like, you know, it's just kind of something you learn by experience.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with that. I still have to make sure I listen to myself too. So it's one of those non-stopping, I guess, things that you have to pay attention to.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Awesome. And now I want to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Sarah, I wanted to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Yeah, I love this. So to me, being a CEO is being somebody who, you know, does own a business, is making the decisions, but has that freedom to make those ultimate decisions that control what your day, what your life, what your business looks like. So you are the boss. You are in charge. You're not, I think sometimes we get a stereotype of what a CEO is, and we think we have to be doing these, you know, these certain things. And, you know, at the end of the day, you should be happy with what you're doing. And being a CEO to me means making those decisions that create your happiness in your life and your business, despite what anybody else might say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's all in alignment with what you talked about, and, you know, how you're able to run your business, how you want to run your business, like just like how you mentioned your clients do, and being able to make those decisions. You have your coaches, have your consultants that you pay attention to, but ultimately you make that decision yourself. So you kind of take ownership of those decisions and the action in order to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Because there's, you know, what works for me may not work for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And they need to make those decisions that, you know, make them happy and shapes their business and what they want it to look like, regardless of all the other things, you know, all the other ways out there they could build a business. It needs to be what makes them happy at the end of the day.
Exactly. There's more than one way to skin a cat, as I always tell myself.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, Sarah, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out. What I wanted to do is pass you to the mic just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know. And of course, how best they can get a hold of you.
As far as anything additional, I would just say, you know, if you you have an idea or you have, because you kind of said that if there's something, sometimes you get an idea, you want to do something, but it's like, oh, what are people going to think? Or worrying so much about what people think. I used to care way too much about what people think. And my business looks so different now. And I'm so happy I started making decisions about what works for me. And so that's what I would just tell people. Quit worrying about what everybody thinks. You know, find people you respect to learn from. But at the end of the day, do what feels right to you. And you'll make some mistakes, but you'll figure it out too.
Absolutely.
And if they want to find me online, they can go to virtualbizpartner.com. That's my main website. And I'm on Facebook as Virtual Biz Partner. And I'm on LinkedIn. They can find me, Sarah Lingenfelter, as well as Instagram. So I'd love to connect with any of them that might have questions and, you know, help inspire them to get where they want to be in their business.
Absolutely. And I truly appreciate you for all that you're doing. You're helping out so many entrepreneurs and business owners. And, you know, virtual assistants are awesome. So thank you for all the support that you're giving. I appreciate your time and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.